gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Is it the memorial service of free speech? I hope not, because that would mean whose memorial service is it? Why do you have a memorial service? Well, to remember something that's not here anymore. Don't make it the memorial service of free speech. Support RBN. Send badly needed funding to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Round Rock, Texas, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Okay, we have with us Mark Collett. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. It is very good to be here. Good to be starting my week with you, as always. And very excited to discuss the number of topics that we've got coming up.
Well, we've got a number of topics. Is there anything you'd like to mention first?
Oh, there certainly is. This week is a very important week because we're going to be carrying out activism, which is going to be taking place all over the world with a number of different groups involved. And this year's activism is called International Day of Pro-White Action, and we're asking everyone this week, the last day of it is Sunday, to do a piece of pro-white activity. No matter how big or how small that may be, we're asking people to do something pro-white. It can be anything. You can put up a poster, you can put up a sticker, you can hold a placard, you can do a big banner drop, and that can say White Lives Matter, No White Guilt, We Will Not Be Replaced, White, you know, anything really, as long as it's pro-white. And the idea is to get everyone to stand up and just do something and show the world that we may be facing this existential threat, but we are still proud of who we are still fighting, and there are plenty of us out there who are still battling away there. And there's a lot of us, because I say this on a lot of shows, being a nationalist can be something that's quite black-pilling. It can be something that can be quite hard to maintain over the years, because we get this negative news cycle that I think affects us quite heavily. And a negative news cycle is something that it just grinds you down. It grinds you down a bit. So the negative news cycle is essentially a situation where you hear about anti-white attacks, you hear about all of the horrible things that happen to our people on, you know, a daily basis, you hear about anti-white legislation, you hear about all the degeneracy, the madness, all the things that really, really harm our people physically, mentally or spiritually. And after a while, I think that bombardment of negativity does build up. I think that bombardment of negativity builds up. And I think it starts to have a profound effect. And I think some people, over time, become broken down with that. Some people, over time, can't cope with that negativity. And they fall away from the movement. So there's this feeling of negativity. But on top of that, a lot of people also feel isolated. They also feel completely alone when they're doing this, as if they're the only person they know in the real world who thinks that way. And everyone else is just somebody online. But by getting lots of people to go out and do something productive on the same day, at the same time, and to really push something like this, it actually has a very positive effect, because it shows people that we're not all alone. There are actually hundreds, thousands of us, you know, and there's millions more who feel very similarly to the way we do, that have very similar opinions, that are, you know, very, you know, minded in the same way that we are. But we, unfortunately, don't always see that. And by everyone going out and doing something, I think it's a really, really positive way to essentially show each other and the world that we're not some, you know, fringe outsider minority, but we're actually great in number. It's a real white pill to see something like this happening. It's a real white pill to be involved with something like this. And the more the merrier, the more people that get involved, the more people that want to do something, the more people that want to stand up, the better this is going to be for everyone. So I really hope the listeners of this show will take a little bit of a stand. I hope that they will be willing to jump up and do this. And I hope we get more than last year. It would be brilliant to see a big, big, big success from this. And it would be brilliant to see, you know, a record number of people standing up and be willing to say something as important as, you know, white lives matter. Because every other life matters, you can be sure of that. Every other racial or ethnic group has somebody in their corner shilling for them. And I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not saying that's wrong in the slightest. You know, we all deserve to have a group, you know, standing up for us. But when it comes to white people, we are the only group that isn't allowed to shill for our own interests. We're the only group that, if we do stand up for our own interests, we get into some sort of trouble. We're the only group where there is some kind of taboo about standing for our own interests. So it would be fantastic if we all just, on this one day, did something and showed, you know, we're not this isolated small minority. There's more of us than people might initially think, and we as a group have a right, just as all of us do, to stand up and to advocate for our own kind in a peaceful, legal and democratic manner.
Well, let's just say you wanted to do that. You wanted to go out into a cow field or into a busy intersection and put up a White Lives Matter sign somewhere. What should you do next after doing that?
Well, that's a very good question, and I left out that very good piece of information. After doing something like that, you would want to contact Patriotic Alternative, and you'd want to contact us at, and this is very important, action@patrioticalternative.org.uk. And once you've contacted us at that address, we would put your activism online, and that is where, at patrioticalternative.org.uk, you can find out more information. But that is also where there will be updates about this. There'll be that's where you'll be able to find out more about this, and it's where you'll be able to see the fruits of your activism. So yeah, if you do something, send it to action@patrioticalternative.org.uk, and we will make sure that it is featured in the big collage of all of the of everything that we've done. You can take simple still footage, or you can take video footage if you wish, but please do something. Please don't just sit there and go, oh, this sounds like a great idea, but I'm not actually going to do it. Please go out there and, you know, do something. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing. You don't have to go out there and put yourself at risk in any way. You can do something as small as writing a slogan in the sand on the beach, or painting a few stones and leaving them by a stream, or you can do something big and audacious. It's up to you what you do. You don't feel you have to put yourself at any risk. You don't have to go face out if you don't want to or if you can't. But if you can do something, it would be absolutely appreciated. And it is action@patrioticalternative.org.uk.
That sounds good. All right. Well, let's get into the issues for today. I think the first thing to mention is Jamie Foxx, who's well known as an actor. He's actually a very talented individual. Does he always use his talents for good? I don't know. Maybe not. But he's somebody who's gotten a bit of attention the past couple months. One thing is, earlier this year, he had some sort of affliction. It seemed like a stroke. He had very near-death experience. He was in the hospital, apparently close to death. And then, and he had, I believe, Peter McCullough, who's an coronavirus vaccine doctor, very well known. I think he's a cardiologist. I believe it was he who said that Jamie Foxx had taken the coronavirus relatively recently because the vaccine relatively recently because he needed to, he was forced to in order to work on a particular movie. And that obviously many people are going to assume that that is likely the reason for his sudden affliction, because he's otherwise seems to be in good shape. Not that, you know, 55-year-old in good shape can have some sort of affliction. It can happen, but still, the timing seems a bit suspect. Anyway, he did a video very recently, within the past few days, where he's kind of showing that he's alive and can speak. He looked older. He looked different. He looked pale for a black guy. He looked very pale. And then a day or so later, I think maybe it was on Friday or Saturday, he tweeted out, "They killed Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" Something like that. And then hashtag fake friends, hashtag fake love. Well, so far, what do you make of that?
Well, that sounds to me as if somebody's had a very, very bad time with a certain group of people. And it also sounds to me as if somebody has probably taken a certain supposed vaccine that causes, you know, horrific side effects, and now has some kind of very sort of deep remorse for doing so. Maybe he was forced by this group to take that vaccine. Maybe he was told to. Maybe he's been told not to talk about his personal experiences. Now, obviously, I don't know, and it's obviously a cryptic or it's relatively cryptic, as in, you know, what he means by this. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to sort of start to hazard a massive guess at sort of what he means exactly. But I do find it very, very interesting. I mean, it was one of these things where I suppose now every time you hear of somebody who is quite young and would otherwise be in good health, you know, going down hard with something, you do straight away think it's got to be the jabs. It's got to be the jabs. It's got to be the jabs, because it usually is the jabs. I mean, you know, you see all these people now with heart problems who are people who shouldn't really have, you know, any heart problems, you know, at their age. Jamie Foxx was a guy, and look, I'm not his personal trainer. You know, I obviously don't know him. I've obviously never met him. I'm not claiming I have. But he did look like somebody who was in good shape. You would expect somebody like him to be in good shape. He wasn't somebody who looked to be a physical mess of any kind. And it does seem quite odd that somebody of his age would end up in this situation. But we've seen a lot of this since these jabs were rolled out. And maybe, and I'm not saying this is definitely what's happened, but maybe, just maybe, he has been told, you need to take this, and he was maybe skeptical of taking it, and now it's happened, maybe, just maybe, he's speaking out about it. Now, obviously, I don't know. As I say, I have no personal contact with Jamie Foxx at all. If I did, I'd be asking him. But it does seem very, very odd. And I should assume that in the next few days or weeks, he'll issue a grovelling apology, and that the ADL will take him, you know, whisk him from his hospital bed in his, you know, his very ill state, to force him to do some kind of re-education.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because 2 days after that tweet, just like a day or so ago, he issued the following statement. "I want to apologize to the Jewish community and everyone who is offended by my post. I now know my choice of words have caused offense, and I'm sorry. That was never my intent. To clarify, I was betrayed by a fake friend, and that's what I meant with they, not anything more. I only have love in my heart for everyone. I love and support the Jewish community. My deepest apologies to anyone who was offended. Heart, heart, heart. Nothing but love always. Jamie Foxx, heart emoji, fox emoji, praying emoji. So now this is what I say. I think I'm quoting Shakespeare here. It is better to have called out the Jews and cucked than to have never called out the Jews at all. So, yes, he cucked. He totally cucked. But it's better that he called them out in the first place. And, you know, obviously this, like, there was, he had a friend in singular, but he used they. Why? Because his friend was a tranny and uses they as a pronoun. And did this tranny friend of his kill Jesus? Is he that old that he killed Jesus? So, I mean, the apology is fake. It's fake and gay. But there's a little bit more to this. So you have Jennifer Aniston is an actress who was on a TV sitcom called Friends, and she's well known in the United States. And she liked his original tweet. So she's come out with a very, very similar apology, except in her apology, she threw Jamie Foxx under the bus, or at least black people thought she did. So now Jennifer Aniston is under attack from everybody in black Twitter, and they're demanding that she apologize to Jamie Foxx. Now, she groveled and apologized to the Jews, just like Jamie Foxx did. She said she accidentally liked it. I don't know how that works. The last thing is, there is a post or a video by Tommy Sotomayor, who is our boy. He's our boy, right? That's how he introduces himself. This is your boy, Tommy Sotomayor, and it's
Black David Duke.
Yes, and I was at David Duke's house several years ago when he was having a phone call with Tommy Sotomayor, and they were getting along pretty well. David Duke might have felt a little bit too comfortable and started saying, "Well, you know, your people are pretty oversexed and this and that." He's saying some stuff, and I was thinking, "Do you know him that well to be talking like that?" But at any rate, you know, they've done some work together, and Tommy Sotomayor. He is a black man, and he's very black, and I would play this, except there's some black obscenities in here that I'd have to go back and bleep out, and I don't know if I feel... But maybe I will play it. I will play it. I'll go back and bleep it out. It's worth it. You want to hear Tommy Sotomayor?
If you can bleep out any obscenities, I do.
Okay. I will bleep them out post-production. Why don't you tell me what your impressions... I'm going to get this lined up on another phone so we can actually hear it. But what do you think of this controversy so far?
I think this is sort of par for the course. A lot of people these days seem to snap, and they seem to snap for pretty obvious reasons. As somebody sort of pushed them over the edge, and when they do snap, they sort of, how can I say it? They say something in haste. Which is probably quite a natural reaction to things that are going on, only to then realize what an incredible mistake they've made when the usual suspects absolutely tear into them and begin then to leverage their power, which actually is quite interesting in itself, because fundamentally, you end up in a situation where one person or a small group of people or a little group sort of says, "Hey, look, you Jews have got an awful lot of power," at which point the hammer comes down, the person or the group or the collective.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
One person or a small group of people or a little group sort of says, hey, look, you Jews have got an awful lot of power. At which point the hammer comes down, the person or the group or the collective are forced to apologize, which does kind of go to prove what the original comment or goes to prove the veracity of the original comment and proves that Jews actually do have an incredible amount of power. Because let's face it, if Jamie Foxx had woken up from his coma and gone, damn, that was all the fault of Whitey. I'm sick of the way the black man's being kept down by Whitey. We've been in chains thanks to him for centuries. Everyone would have been clapping, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They'd have been clapping. And there'd have probably been pseudo-scientific or learned articles, you know, trying to make sense of it. Sort of like, you know, when they developed these COVID jabs or when they did this or when they did that, did they really take black needs into account? Did they really take black physiology into account? Was this a way to save the white man and blacks be damned? You can almost write the headlines yourself.
Mm-hmm. You sure can. Okay, I think I've got this. And what you say is pretty similar to what Tommy says, except with a few less F-bombs in it. Here we go.
Think they got that much damn gravitas to where I need to be reprogrammed and sit down with one of they mother rabbis? You and your rabbi. I gotta sit down and have this guy I've never met program me? Bullshit. I don't know you. And then we sit down like kids listening to this motherfucker Lox and Bagel eating ass tell us about his religion. And I'm supposed to just, oh, you're right.
It's a boss. I'm sorry, boss. I didn't really say anything, but I got too close. Sorry, boss. You want to talk about white people. Jews want to talk about what white people can do. White people don't have your black ass sitting down begging. Y'all don't hear me? When's the last time a white person had your black ass somewhere begging and asking for forgiveness? When the last time your ass had to learn something about Christopher Columbus? Had to learn something about Queen Elizabeth? When the last time your black ass had to learn something about Andrew Jackson? When the last time your black ass had to be forced to sit down by some white man to listen about his ass and his damn Christianity and his damn Catholicism? When the last time a white man was able to punk your black ass like that? Because you said something about them? Because you called them an animal, because you call them the devil, because you call them anything. You want to sit up there and have Jews tell you about how bad black people, white people are, but they the ones that got your ass crying and begging. And who's your real master, black folks? Who your real master? You got Jews telling you how bad whites are, but whites don't have as much power as Jews. Have you noticed they get mad when you make jokes about Jews being good with money? Why are they upset about being good with money? That makes no fucking sense. And until you look at the context of it, that a lot of countries, they were kicked out because of how they handled money. What is the greatest trick that the devil played on man that he didn't exist? He's not real. And the Jewish supremacy, they make sure they hide it in plain sight.
All right. I think that's going to be worth scrubbing up a little bit. What do you say?
He certainly has a good grasp of fruity language. I will say that. But I will also say he makes an important point. Many important points, in fact. And one that's very interesting is when he said, when was the last time a white man sat you down and forced, forced his history upon you? Well, the answer's never, isn't it? The answer's never. That doesn't happen. But when was the last time, you were sat down by, somebody maybe of Jewish descent and had, his stuff pushed upon you? Well, the answer is that does happen. And I think this guy has got a lot going for him. I think he understands, and I think he puts it in a way that the average black guy would also understand, which is important, because it's important that when people listen to this stuff, they grasp it. And I've got to say, I was quite interested to hear that. And I do think that he will reach an awful lot of people. He must also be pretty happy about the situation with Kanye and the situation with people like Jamie Foxx speaking out about this. But he must also be frustrated when he sees those people cuck like they're always going to do. Mm-hmm. The problem is, yeah, if you're paid by these people, it's going to be very, very difficult to fundamentally convince to stand up against them. How are you going to stand up against them if you're paid by them? Very difficult.
I mean, unless you're willing to stop being paid by them. What was I going to say here? Well, I mean, one thing is, you have had a number of blacks, even if they go back and cuck sometime later, it's been blacks. You haven't had high-profile whites, right?
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I mean, one thing is, you have had a number of blacks, even if they go back and cuck sometime later, it's been blacks. You haven't had high-profile whites do this, right? And, you know, Jamie Foxx, Jamie Foxx, here's one point. He was in Django Unchained and went on Saturday Night Live and said, hey, I was in this movie and I got to kill all the white people. How great is that? Right? And he didn't have to apologize for that. There were people who took offense. I know David Duke took offense. He still is taking offense. But he didn't have to apologize for that. Now, if he had gone on, but Tommy Sotomayor correctly points out that if you make a joke about Jewish people being good with money, which is what Chris Rock did on Saturday Night Live 25 years ago, you know, he made a joke about Jewish people being good with money. I think the joke, you know, it was something like, can you imagine if they said black people was good at money? Hey, look, I got an N-word accountant. Woo, you must be doing real well. You know, how is that bad? But he made this joke, and then he came under fire for making a joke about Jewish people being good with money on Saturday Night Live. But then they have on Jamie Foxx saying, I got to kill all the white people. How great is that? And there's an applause line. And he doesn't have to apologize. But then he says, they killed Jesus. By the way, who killed Jesus?
Well, technically, it was the Romans. But when it comes to the actual act of killing, however, it wasn't the Romans that brought it about. It's quite interesting. I'd suggest people watch The Passion of the Christ. That's my suggestion.
Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. So you have that. You have the Jennifer Anderson thing. You have all this black Twitter outrage at Jennifer Aniston and white people in general, because she's kind of an avatar for the white woman, right? And so there's all this outrage about about whites. Why are you getting involved in black people's matters? Just stay out of black people's business. And that's what Tommy Sotomayor is reacting to. You got all this outrage against whites. When was the last time a white person sat you down and made you apologize for anything? When was the last time a black person apologized for doing or saying something anti-white?
Probably never. And they, you know, they'd be applauded for saying things that are
not for a long time. Yeah. All right. Okay, so that's interesting. When are we going to see a white person? Oh, here's a question. If we were to see a white person of any kind of stature call out Jews, because we've had Kanye, we've had Jamie Foxx, we've had, I don't know if you know Jason Whitlock. He's not of super high stature, but he's on Fox News. And you had Kyrie Irving, who's a big deal basketball player. You've had them for sure. But, you know, over history, Michael Jackson had called out Jews. When are we going to we did have Mel Gibson, what, about 25 years ago, maybe? When's the next time there's going to be a white person calling out? And he was drunk at the time. He probably wouldn't have done it if he wasn't drunk. Who would you guess, if you just had to pick a name, who do you think would, out of white people who are famous in the mainstream, who would you guess would be the person who's going to snap and call out the Jews?
In the mainstream, who is white? Ooh, I don't know. I think that's a pretty tough one. I couldn't actually say. And that's the God honest truth. I think you're more likely to have people from non-white communities call out Jews than you are whites. And I think whites know their place. I know that sounds depressing, but it's true. White people have been so beaten down with the anti-white agenda, with the Holocaust narrative, with everything else that's been slung our way over the past, 40-odd years, that we are very, very compliant to the system, whereas blacks, they're not as compliant. And one of the reasons why they're not as compliant is because they have been told, especially recently, that, now is the time for them to stand up, that they shouldn't be told what they can and can't say, that no one's their boss. They're not the slaves anymore. And I think they will say more and more things like this. And when they're disciplined for saying it, they will start asking more and more questions. And they'll ask more and more questions because fundamentally they've been told that they should be asking questions, that black people are held down, and that anyone that tries to put any curtailments on black freedom of speech, they are doing something terrible, because blacks should have completely unfettered freedom of speech. And I think all of those things are going to cause more and more black people to speak out. Blacks have also been told that if they think there is a power disparity anywhere, that power disparity should be talked about. That power disparity should be highlighted. People should be screaming and shouting and moaning and going mad about it. And white people aren't told that. The only time white people are told to shout about a power disparity is if white people see a black person or somebody from a non-white group being treated badly by another white person. But in this case, blacks are being told, look for power disparities and then scream and shout about them. But the harder they look, the more they're going to see the disparity between Jewish people themselves or between Jewish people and really any other ethnic group. And I think that is going to lead to an increasing number of black people, whether it be Kanye, Jamie Foxx, it doesn't matter. But people like that, they will speak out. Whereas, unfortunately, white people pretty much have had all of that beaten out of them. And that's a sort of a depressing thing to say. But I think it is I think it is fair commentary. White people, more than any people, you know their place, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They do. Now, I want to remind listeners who don't listen to me frequently enough or who are new that I don't really have hostility towards Jews. I do look at Jewish power as being really the fundamental, the most important force in our society. That shapes our society and shapes it in a very negative way. I think that is the kryptonite. I don't think Jewish power can withstand a open discussion of it. It's based on, it is premised on a taboo. If the taboo is removed, then the Jewish power to a very large extent would evaporate. So that's my basic position, and I don't really feel hostility, but I do feel that this is crucially important. Having said that, you know, like you, Mark, you have this show, Patriotically Review, and I used to be on it, and every week you have a different person. You have some repeat guests, people who come on frequently, but over the years, I mean, you've had hundreds of people on there. And when I was the 100 shows that I was with you, I got exposure to a whole lot of people. So you've got exposure to a massive amount of people. And some of the people who come on will talk frankly, who they feel more or less the same way we do about Jewish power, the JQ, and they'll talk frankly about it. And then there's others who want to avoid it, avoid the discussion. And then also just even in the semi-mainstream, the people who can still be on YouTube, for instance, there are people who do good work. I think of Alex Cristofaro and Alexander Mercuris, the Duran, because I listen to them and their coverage of the Ukraine war. And they do good work, but they talk about the collective West and the neocons and, you know, there's other people who will use other euphemisms. These aren't even sometimes they're euphemisms, but usually they're just like almost distractions. It depends on who's using them. I mean, it's clear they're talking about Victoria Nuland and Tony Blinken or, you know, George Soros or President Zelensky. They're talking about a bunch of Jews, but they won't say Jewish. They'll use some other term for it. And, you know, I'm just wondering, and it gets very annoying. That's the thing. And even President Putin, who's the most important person in the world right now, certainly one of the most powerful people in the world, and yet he's talking about Nazis in the Ukraine. So, you know, I'm just kind of waiting. Would Sergei Lavrov, well, you know, who in Russia who's been talking pretty who's been pretty unleashed has been former president Dmitry Medvedev, but I haven't heard him say it. When are they going to say something, or, you know, a foreign leader or somebody? How about Piers Morgan? Is it going to be Piers Morgan? Is he the next person to drop the JQ word?
Definitely not. I mean, if I was to say anybody, and I was really gonna, you know, roll the dice with confidence, I'd say it'd be Trump.
Yeah.
I'd say if anyone, it would be Trump who would finally snap and turn around and say something along the lines of, hey, why have these people got so much power? I don't think he would say it would all be, you know, the Jews' fault. I don't think he'd question anything like the Holocaust. But I think he would say something like, why are you using a different name? Why are you so overrepresented? Why am I being tried by a group of Jews? Why isn't there a white man on the panel? I think he'd say something like that, and they would absolutely jump on him straight away.
And that would be awesome, though. Even if you were to say, well, that would spoil his chances of ever becoming president again. But if being president again means having to ignore the Jewish issue again for 4 years.
Is he going to be president again?
I think it's possible. I mean, well, I have no idea what's going to happen.
I had an interesting conversation with David Duke about this the other day.
Well, let's hear.
Well, I said that with all the sort of legal attacks mounting against Trump, he only has two options. The first is he gets on a private jet, he flies to Russia, he pleads asylum, he lives out his days in comfort, you know, in Russia. He transfers a huge amount of his wealth there beforehand, or into crypto, or does something, you know, does a massive wealth transfer, you know, of a lot of his billions, leaves a lot to his kids, flies out, basically causes the biggest stink in the world by saying that he is a political fugitive. That's the first thing. Well, the second thing is he wins the presidency back. He uses a presidential decree to basically a presidential pardon, sorry, to basically ensure that he cannot be, you know, put in front of any of these kangaroo courts. And then he uses his power to absolutely destroy the system when he gets in there. He only has those two options. If he doesn't win the presidency, he doesn't flee, I've got to say, he's got no real options, has he? Because he's going to be found guilty.
The strategic thing to do would be to have that plane ready on November 6th or whenever it is, the day after the election. And if he's not going to win, then to fly out at that point, right? He should go for it. And the thing about Donald Trump, if he were, he has more total support. And I'm using support as the number of people who support him times the intensity of their support, right? Because his support might not be majoritarian. He might not be supported by a majority of the population, but so many of the people who support him very, very deeply. And if he were to say, look, for 4 years, I had these, you know, I was, my presidency was undermined by mainly Jews. He could start with Jared Kushner, for one thing, who he brought in himself. But, you know, there's a whole list of people. These coup d'etats were Jew d'etats. I mean, I'm sorry, these impeachments were Jew d'etats. And he could go through it. And he would have huge numbers of people who would support him, who would say, well, if Trump says that, there must be something to it. So it would really mean a lot if he did it. I don't know if he could, but if he would, but it's not impossible. He's a very unpredictable person. And if you had somebody like Trump do that, he's got a lot of supporters. And then there's some other people who could potentially follow him, just like when Kanye called out the Jews, and there's some blacks who backed him up on it, people whose names I've already mentioned. And I'm just waiting. What about Elon Musk? What about Tucker Carlson? These are people who could say something. And then, you know, there are more minor figures, but I'm sure you know Colonel Douglas McGregor. Comments on
he is a very interesting man, and he's someone that is saying a lot of things that points in the
in the right direction. He's not coming out right and saying it, but what he's saying, the people who know what he's saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could happen. And every time, even if it's, like I say, it's better to have called out the Jews and cucked than to never have called out the Jews at all. So even the Jamie Foxx thing, that simple tweet, leaving it out there for 48 hours and then cucking, it keeps it out there. And
find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Called out the Jews and cucked than to never have called out the Jews at all. So even the Jamie Foxx thing, that simple tweet, leaving it out there for 48 hours and then cucking, it keeps it out there. And I think that's positive. And then, of course, everything's so crazy, and all this crazy stuff that's going on, whether you're talking about the Ukraine war, whether you're talking about the COVID and the shots, whether you're talking about the trannyism and the push for gayifying everything and the legalization of black crime. It's all these are all Jewish schemes. I'm sorry. They're all Jewish schemes. I don't mean to vilify Jews. I'm not trying to vilify Jews. I think they do it because they're paranoid. But none of this would be happening without Jews. Sure, they need to have collaborators, but none of it would be happening if Jewish power wasn't behind it. We only have a few minutes left. Do you have anything else you'd like to say on this show?
Yes, I do. Please go and check out my BitChute, my Gab, my Telegram, and my Odyssey. There are always new videos coming out there on a regular basis. And, a like and a subscription is a very small act, but it means a lot to content creators like myself. I have never, ever put any of my content behind a paywall. I have never locked anything away from the community and charged for it. Not even my book. Everything I've done is free of charge. So if you want to keep supporting that content and you want to keep seeing it free of charge, please do go subscribe, support, share, and like. It means a lot.
You know, and I remember once asking one of your guests, I'm not going to drop names, about the decision to put his content behind the paywall. And, you know, he said, no, it's no problem. And, you know, the thing is, on the one hand, people who work hard deserve to be paid for it. So, I mean, I have, it's not as if I think there's something wrong with a content producer trying to get paid for what he does. But the thing is, when something's behind the paywall, it's hard to access, and people need this information. So it's a really tough thing. And if we could do the types of like normal things that other people do, like have advertisers, or you know, accept donations or other things, and you wouldn't have to go through all this paywall stuff. But that's the way it is. And so it's greatly appreciated that by me and by your many fans and listeners that you don't have things behind the paywall, but people do have the means of supporting you through super chats and other things if they need to.
Yep, you can donate if you go to those places. There are links on how you can support me financially, but I'm just saying, if you do value my work, please go there, watch it, share it, and help propagate the message.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining me, Mark.
Thank you for having me on. I'll see you same time next week.
Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.